With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The state of Minnesota led the nation in farm bankruptcies during the first quarter of 2026, highlighting growing financial pressure across the agricultural economy. According to reports, 8 Minnesota farmers filed for bankruptcy during the first 3 months of the year, already double the total number recorded in all of 2024. Agricultural economists say falling commodity prices, rising input costs, and shrinking profit margins continue to strain farm finances. It's really this margin squeeze on an industry that already operates on extremely thin margins, said agricultural economist Samantha Ayoub of the International Fresh Produce Association. Additional signs of stress are appearing across the entire Midwest. A new Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago survey found weaker farmland demand, lower cash rents, and tightening credit conditions throughout the region. Southwestern Minnesota farmer Bob Worth said many producers are considering leaving agriculture altogether. They just don't want to lose any more money. Farmers could see lower grain hauling costs and fewer transportation bottlenecks under a proposal advancing through Congress that would allow heavier six-axle semis on interstate highways. An amendment introduced by South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson was added to the Build America 250 Act, creating a voluntary pilot program allowing states to permit six-axle trucks weighing up to 91,000 pounds on federal interstates. Agricultural groups, including the Soy Transportation Coalition, say the change would help farmers move grain more efficiently at a time of tight margins and high diesel prices. Enhancing trucking efficiency could not be timelier, the coalition said, citing rising fuel costs and continued pressure on farm profitability. Supporters estimate that a grain elevator using the heavier trucks could eliminate more than 800 trips per year while reducing fuel use by about 8,000 gallons annually. The coalition said farmers in states with higher weight allowances could save an average of $756 each year in fuel costs. The National Farmers Union is calling on Senate leaders to strengthen the farm safety net this year as farmers face mounting financial pressure from rising costs, falling margins, and growing debt levels. NFU said farm bankruptcies have increased 46% while producers continue struggling with tighter operating margins and volatile markets. The organization argues that current farm policy relies too heavily on emergency disaster aid instead of dependable long-term risk management tools that farmers can count on. Farmers need certainty and not short-term fixes, NFU said in its call to Congress. The group is urging lawmakers to create a stronger safety net that better reflects current production costs and market conditions while reducing reliance on after-the-fact disaster assistance. The organization is also promoting a new risk management proposal called MSET, which would allow farmers to place up to 20% of cropland into conservation use in exchange for enhanced reference prices on the remaining acres. The USDA opened a new research laboratory aimed at helping cattle producers better protect their herds from costly insect and tick threats that can impact animal health and ranch profitability. The new U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory, operated by the USDA's Agricultural Research Service, will focus on developing tools to combat invasive pests such as the New World screwworm, ticks, and disease-carrying flies. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the facility will strengthen efforts to keep dangerous livestock pests like the New World screwworm out of the United States and support long-term herd protection for producers. This lab will help us accelerate our offensive efforts to drive this pest further away from our borders, Rollins said. The 52,000-square-foot facility includes advanced research labs, cattle handling facilities, and a genomics center designed to identify pest weaknesses and improve control methods. Researchers will study trapping systems, pesticide resistance, new treatment technologies, and improved delivery methods to reduce losses and protect herd health. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.